Let me just kind of give you a framework.
So today we have Frederick from Google. He is Edward Evangelist, and I have met Frederick last week in PubCon. Thank you so much, and I think Frederick is going to give us some tips on AdWords. How do you make or how do you get best out of your PPC campaigns? So I think the very, so first of all, thank you so much, Frederick, for taking out time.
Sure, you're welcome.
And very first question you have, a small advertiser, little budget, should you be going national or should you be geo-targeting? And if you're going national, why? And if you should not go national and geo-target, why?
Right, it sort of depends, right? So if you're an advertiser with a national reach, then you definitely at some point want to make sure that you go national. But if budget is a constraint, then a good way to make sure that you're testing in a smaller way is to start doing regional targeting first.
Okay.
So say that you're a hotel company and you only have properties in New York or San Francisco, you can actually regionally target those areas. And then two things will happen. So first of all, if people from the region that you're targeting are doing the search, then only they will see your ad. Mm-hmm. Right. So somebody searching from San Antonio, Texas will not see your ad. If they just type in hotel and your ad was targeted towards San Francisco. Now, the other thing that obviously happens in the travel space, for example, is that people, they
are
move
traveling
from one location to another location, right? So if somebody from San Antonio, Texas was doing that search, but they actually typed in San Francisco hotel and San Francisco was a target region for you, mm-hmm. then you would still get that ad because what we do is we do query parsing. So we make sure that the ad is really only being shown to people either in the region that you're targeting or who are going to be traveling to the region that you target. So that really maximizes your budget. But then the other thing to keep in mind is that people in different regions could behave a little bit differently. So if your product has more of a national appeal, say that you're selling, let's see what is an example. Say that you're selling flowers, which you know applies across the country. People in New York might have a very different buying behavior than people in San Francisco. So if you start just in one area and then you plan on expanding, the conversion rate, the CTRs, they might be very different between those regions. So what you see in one region is not necessarily representative of what's going to happen across your national campaign.
Okay. So what are, since you talked about CTR, what are the three most important criteria, according to Google, which drive your CTR higher? Mm-hmm. Is it how much you pay? Is it?
Yeah, so CTR is click-through rate, right? So it's how many clicks you get per impression, mm-hmm. and that's not really influenced by price. Now, the one thing that does influence it is how high up you are on the page. So if you're in a top ad position, obviously you're going to get a little bit more clicks than if you were on the bottom of the page with your ad.
But what else CTR includes?
Well, so CTR can be influenced. It's really a measure of relevance, mm-hmm. right? So the more relevant that your ad appears to the user, the higher the click-through rate will be. So one thing that typically works really well in terms of boosting your CTR is making sure that your ad groups are correctly structured. So if you sell three different types of products, make one ad group for each of those products. That way you make sure that the keyword is really closely related to the ad text and that there's a super high relevance between those two. And then the next thing that you can do is you can make sure that the keywords appear in the ad text, right? Mm-hmm. If you have a campaign about New York hotels, mm-hmm. then make sure that the title says New York hotels and that it's very clear to the user right from the start that your ad is super relevant to the keyword that they typed in, right? If you had a more generic ad that just said find hotel deals here and it wasn't clear that you actually had New York hotels from the ad text, then your CTR probably would be a little bit lower. Right, so the more that you can convey your relevance, the higher that your CTR will be.
So I guess what you're really saying is whichever campaign or whichever ad group you're setting up, make sure your ad campaigns follows that. And what about when they land on your website? Should you typically, what are the best practices? Typically, you want them to come and land on your homepage, or do you want them to, I know, you know, in your previous life, you were a wedding photographer.
Yes.
And would you, and let's say if you're selling wedding packages, should you be driving people to the homepage of hotel website, or should you be getting them on a landing pages?
Right.
And ifs and buts.
Yeah, and that really depends on the keywords that you have. So if you have a generic keyword, which is just photography services, then it would probably be okay to take people to your homepage. But the moment that they start doing something very specific, where they've already indicated what it is they're interested in. The worst experience for a user would be to come to a homepage and have to repeat the search. So to say that you were doing ads for an auction site, well, I don't want to go to the homepage for that auction site. I want to go to the page that's about the product that I already told you I was interested in through my search on Google. Right, so typically your conversion rates will be much better if you take people to the most relevant page. Now, there's exceptions to that. So in some cases, the consumer will have a notion that they're looking for a video camera, but they might have one specific model in mind, but maybe they could be convinced to buy a different model. Right, so in those situations, it might actually be better to take people to a category page, which is about video cameras. So it's not your homepage, it's not too general, but it's also not so specific that it really only tells people this is your one option. But instead it says people, well, if you're looking for a video camera, here's 10 different options and here's why these are good ones. And so ultimately it's really about testing and seeing what works best for you. And then obviously we have a great tool, Website Optimizer, which helps you tweak those landing pages. Mm-hmm. And try different messaging, try different images, and we automatically then figure out what's the best combination that drives conversion.
Okay, so Fredrik, what about, would you be able to give us five tips? Five tips for small businesses to do to get great conversion on Google AdWord campaigns?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think the first one is definitely put yourself in the shoes of the user and figure out what it is they're going to be typing in when they search for your type of product. And then as part of that, make sure that you use the right match types. Right? So with Google, you have three keyword match types, mm-hmm. broad, phrase, and exact. And based on which one you choose, you're going to get either a wider exposure or more narrow exposure. Typically, what I like to do is have some very relevant keywords to your business, but run them as broad matches. And then based on the data that we start collecting, we will tell you the variations that maybe you should be adding to your account. And those could be more specific keywords, but they might also be negative keywords. Right? And with a negative keyword, it makes sure that you are not showing your ad if somebody types in one of those words. Right? So if you're selling sailboats, then maybe a lot of people are looking for pictures of sailboats. So pictures could be a negative keyword to make sure that people don't see your ad when they're not actually buying your product.
Okay.
Second thing, and we talked about this, but geo-targeting. So again, it's part of targeting, making sure that your ad shows to the right user mm-hmm. at the right time and that you're not targeting too broadly and spending money on people who are not likely to buy from you. Let's see what else. So we talked about ad group structure. Mm-hmm. I think that's super important. Really break it down so that you're showing the right ad to the right person at the right time. Also, landing pages, I think we talked about as well, is another thing that you should really focus on, because that is where, you know, you either win a customer or lose a customer. Once they come to your site, what do they do next? If you paid for that customer to come to your page, make sure they also buy from you or do what you want them to do. And then let's see, what could be a fifth good tip here? Well, I think we have a great bunch of tools. So there's tools for finding new keywords. There's Insights for Search. That one lets you see sort of what people on the internet are searching for these days, what are hot up-and-coming topics. And that gives you some insight into how to get ahead of the curve and maybe be
and
the
also,
first one.
Also, it can probably tell you geo-target, which are your feeder markets.
Yeah, exactly. So if you didn't realize that maybe people in Nevada search for your product proportionally more than in another state, maybe you can have a separate campaign for that state and really boost your business that way. And then we also have a really cool new keyword tool, which is the search-based keyword tool. And what that one does is it looks at your organic results, and based on those, it will suggest keywords that you don't have but for which you have a good landing page. So that kind of does everything I just said. It tells you which ad group to put the keyword into, what landing page to use, and it's all automated, and it goes into the long tail. So it really tells you these keywords where you have an opportunity that maybe you haven't taken advantage of yet.
Okay.
And then I throw in a sixth tip, which is, you know, manage your bids and your costs. And so we have Conversion Optimizer for that, which automatically sets your CPC bids, so how much cost per click you pay based on your conversion rate.
I guess since we talked about conversion, I would ask you a last question. Mm-hmm. What are the four most important reporting metrics? And assuming a lot of times it's very hard
for us to get true conversion because we don't control the booking engine. So let's say if you don't control your shopping engine in the back end, what are three or four most important pay for performance metrics for your ad campaigns?
Yeah, I mean, so if you don't control the final step in your conversion process, it's a little bit difficult to get that data and feed it into the system. So I would definitely look at the click-through rate that you're getting and the cost per click. So even if you can't tie directly into AdWords, at least what you can do is on a daily basis look at how much you spent and how much revenues you made and the cost of those revenues, and then figure out whether you actually made a profit on that day or not. And based on that, you can really tweak your CPC to be at the right level. So click-through rate, cost that you're spending, make sure your daily budget is under control. Right, if you're trying something new, set a reasonable daily budget. Don't set it too high, because if things aren't working the way that you expected it to, then you could be losing a lot of money in a given day. Also, don't set it too low, because then you're restricting yourself a little too much.
And then set it up at a campaign level.
Exactly, daily budget at the campaign level. So, I think those are the metrics that you really should be looking at and to be successful.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.